Proclamation number 8445, dated the March 22, 1963. God's human manifestation. The greatest mystery, my human manifestation in Jesus for the purpose of redeeming all once fallen spirits, for the purpose of redeeming the being's immense original sin of apostasy, will remain a secret to people as long as they are not truthfully instructed and desire to know the truth about it. You humans do not want to believe that you live in utmost darkness, exactly because of this original sin which first of all has to be redeemed before you can become enlightened, but then you'll understand everything once and for all and have no more doubts. However, you can only receive the pure truth from the eternal truth itself, which also wants to educate you because it is the light of eternity itself and wants its living creations to live in the light too. Yet it is up to your free will to accept the truth. And you are certainly able to decide whether you are instructed truthfully. There is only one condition, that you live within love. Because love is the fire which is emanated by the light of wisdom. A spark of love has been placed into you, as the divine element, which is connected to me, the eternal love. As soon as you voluntarily ignite this spark within you, it will strive towards the fundamental fire, and this, in turn, will return its light in the form of most profound wisdom. You will become knowledgeable. The light of understanding will illuminate you and your thinking will be correct, it will be true. And it is this truth which I want to convey to you so that you may recognize your task on earth and fulfill it. Hence, you shall know about your original sin and my plan of salvation since eternity. Most importantly, you shall learn about the salvation through Jesus Christ, about my human manifestation in him, and, above all, you shall be taught that you should not sidestep Jesus Christ if you ever want to achieve eternal life. He came to earth to preach the gospel of love to people, to exemplify the right way of living, to show them the right path which leads to eternal life. But people, encumbered by the original sin, could still not have reached their goal as long as they were not released from this original sin. And this was achieved by Jesus' act of salvation, by his death on the cross, because he accomplished the act of atonement for this immense guilt and could only do so as a human being because I myself was in him, since love is my fundamental substance. Love is not merely a quality of my being, but I am love itself. You will be unable to grasp this as long as you live on earth, but only this clarification can make you better understand my human manifestation in Jesus so that the unification, unification, is no longer questionable to you either. My essence cannot be personified, but in Jesus my all-encompassing spirit shaped itself into something conceivable to you. But Jesus' complete unification with me did not occur until after the act of salvation was achieved, which explains why Jesus, during his earthly life, also occasionally spoke of the Father as being external to himself, but at the same time he always referred to the unification too. At the time of his life on earth, people were in a state of darkness and light, i.e., clear awareness about the act of salvation, could only shine for those few who deliberately placed themselves below the cross, who wanted to be redeemed and thus voluntarily gave themselves to Jesus and pleaded for forgiveness of their sins and guilt. Consequently, humanity continued in a state of spiritual darkness, and this act of salvation, divine love's greatest act of mercy, will continue to be ignored. Jesus will merely be known as a human being and any divine mission by him will be denied. For this reason, humanity also remains burdened by the original sin, It continues in spiritual darkness and does not perceive the light either, when it is occasionally emanated, for they closed their eyes to avoid seeing it. But the light from above cannot be extinguished anymore because, time and again, there will be people who ignite the spiritual spark within themselves and are then able to receive direct instructions from their eternal Father Spirit. And one day this light will shine brightly, it will entirely dispel the darkness when my will deems the time to be right for it. Because you humans are approaching the end of a salvation period, and a new one will begin, but this will be of bright light because he, who has brought darkness into the world, will be banished for a long time, and because during this approaching time people will have let, themselves be redeemed by Jesus Christ, thus they are released from their original sin. The knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, of my human manifestation in him, is of such incredible significance that I will, indeed, do everything to convey it to people, but it is to be left to their free will as to whether they accept it and then follow the path to the cross, whether they surrender the guilt of their sins to the only one who, when he is implored to do so, can and will liberate them. Because he died on the cross for humanity's guilt of sin, he made amends for the immense guilt, and God's justice was served by this. Because the love of God had mercy on those who had formerly deserted him. Love itself made the sacrifice. God and Jesus delivered humanity from sin and opened the path into the kingdom of light and bliss again. Amen.